Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, that you allow us to live on this earth, we have the opportunity to come to know you better and better through your word. Lord, we've began to understand some of the ways that you have that are behind the scenes in this book of Esther. Lord, today as we continue in our study, I pray that you will bless us with the power and presence of your Holy Spirit, that we will learn in our hearts and minds, and our ears will be open and our eyes open to the things that you have to say to us today about yourself, about your Son Jesus, and about your ways. And Lord, I pray that you would also empower us to live according to those ways. And we'll be careful to give you the praise for this. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is The Jews Defend and Win. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 5. The scene was set, and the time had come. It was the 13th day of the 12th month, Adar, and enemies of the Jews were ready to attack them according to the first edict sent out by King Ahasuerus and inspired by Haman. If they killed the Jews, they would be entitled to confiscate their belongings. And although many of their foes were in fear, still some who hated the Jews were going to attack them anyway. In chapter 9 and verse 5 of the book of Esther, we see the results of these vicious attacks, where we read, "Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them." The verse begins, "Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword and slaughter and destruction." Because there was such a fear upon the enemies of the Jews, when they did attack, the Jews smote all their enemies. Let us notice that it wasn't just a few of them, but all of them. And the way they did it was active, with the stroke of the sword, complete with slaughter, which means a slaying or killing, and with destruction, which comes from a root word, which means perish, banish, go astray, or be destroyed. None of the Jews' enemies could withstand their defense. The verse goes on to say, "and did what they would unto those that hated them." Not only did the Jews use their swords, slaughter, and destruction upon all their enemies, but they also did whatever they wanted to those who hated them. It was as if there was no resistance to the Jews' retaliation at all. This was a thorough defeat everywhere in the Persian Empire, and if anyone, anywhere, attempted to come against them, the Jews were more than able to defend. This victory was comprehensive and complete. When we are in alignment with the Almighty God and His Son, Jesus Christ, we have the greatest defense available to us. As He was with the Jews, so with us shall He be. Our enemies may be physical or spiritual, such as these who hated and opposed the Jews, but in whatever state they come, we can be reminded of what Isaiah the prophet said in chapter 54 and verse 17. "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord." Our part in the battles within life is to rely upon, trust in, and cling to the Lord Jesus while He equips us to defeat the foes who are against us. Let us be inspired by the complete destruction of the enemies of the Jews, so that we will boldly defend those who hate us. May our victory be as complete as the Jews who depended upon Almighty God for their defense. Next time, we shall examine what the Jews did to those who were in the palace in Shushan. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,